The hope of new life. What images come to your mind when you hear these three words, home for Christmas? Many of us automatically think of the home where we grew up, with our parents and siblings. Many people still travel great distances to go home for Christmas, to spend time with parents and grandparents, family and friends. As we get older, things might change. Our house might become the gathering place for the adult children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. We envision a Christmas tree with decorations around the house, presents underneath, wonderful smells coming from the kitchen with an abundance of food for the Christmas dinner that's being planned. This is a type of Christmas that many of us have experienced. But for much of the world, that is not the reality. For many people, there is no home to go to for the holidays. The streets are their home. The family may be broken apart. There's no money for presents, barely enough for food. Thousands sit in prisons around the world for Christmas. Others are held in bondage by addictions to alcohol or drugs or gambling or whatever it is that overpowers them and takes control of their lives. Jesus was not born into a wonderful house filled with comfort and luxury either. His parents couldn't even find a room where Mary could go into labor in comfort and in a sanitary condition. Instead, they were out back with the animals. They had little money, and all they had was their faith and hope in the Almighty God, who had called them into such a situation. They probably had no idea that life was going to be so hard when caring for the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, the Savior of the world. All they knew was that God had called them by name and given them this special assignment. God never promised them it was going to be easy. God did promise to be with them and guide them all along the way. Even when God came to Joseph in a dream in the middle of the night and instructed him to get up and run for his life and for the life of Mary and their baby Jesus, Joseph was obedient to doing God's will. Jesus became a refugee in his early childhood. What an introduction to life on planet Earth. Sometimes we grow weary. We question why life is not easier for us, why injustice occurs to us and the ones we love. We look at the brokenness of people and watch the news and cringe. We forget to put our trust and our hope in God. The psalmist was struggling with these same issues over 2,000 years ago, way back in time. God, don't let me be put to shame. Don't let my enemies rejoice over me. In other words, God, don't let me down. I'm depending on you. I put my hope in you, Lord, all day long. Do we? Do we really put our hope in God all day long, every day? The writer of this book, Home for Christmas, Pastor Justin Coleman, says that sometimes there are gaps in our hope. He describes in 1906, December 24th, the very first radio transmission. Quote, Reginald Fessenden, a Canadian-born inventor who had once worked for Thomas Edison, was experimenting with what was known as wireless telegraphy, or what we know as radio. For the very first broadcast, he read from Luke chapter 2, the Christmas story, played with some vinyl records. And then he picked up his violin and started to play a hymn, O Holy Night. It begins with these beautiful words, O Holy Night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of the dear Savior's birth. Long lay the world in sin and error pining, till he appeared and the soul felt its worth. A thrill of hope, the weary world rejoices, for yonder breaks a new and glorious morn. That phrase, a thrill of hope. Have you ever been thrilled by hope? So many of us today have given up on hope. We express negativity about hope, like, don't get your hopes up. Why? Why not? Why can't we get our hopes up? Others say, no, don't reach too high because you might fall. Wow, so encouraging. In the scriptures, hope is described as something that is possible, not impossible. Justin Coleman writes, quote, that we may have only an inkling about the forms that hope will take in our lives. When we are grounded in possibilities, our hope is thrilled by the suspense of waiting for the surprising forms in which that hope will be fulfilled. My hope is grounded in new life, Coleman writes, in the theology of God's creation and new creation. God made everything and called it good. 2 Corinthians 5, verse 17 says, if anyone is in Christ, that person is part of the new creation. The old things have gone away. The sin, the burdens, the guilt, the shame. Christ took it away. And look, new things have arrived. Joy, peace, hope, love, forgiveness. When we hope in God, we can be surprised by what God can do. This book that I'm going to be using this Advent is all about hope and second chances for people's lives. It tells the story of a place of hope in Los Angeles, California, called Homeboy Industries. It started through the minister of a priest, Father Gregory Boyle, in a neighborhood filled with violence and gangs, and filled with what Father Gregory calls a lethal absence of hope. Homeboy Industries works with over 8,000 individuals a year, offering hope and second chances. They do intervention ministries with gangs. They offer tattoo removal. When I read that, I'm like, what do they offer tattoo removal for? Because many of these young men, when they're in gangs, they get these very negative, destructive, horrible messages tattooed on their bodies. And then when they want to go get a job and change their life, nobody will hire them. And so they're stereotyped with these tattoos. So one of the ministries of this place is tattoo removal. They offer addiction recovery. They offer reentry for persons who've been incarcerated by offering them jobs and job training. They have counseling, self-help classes, anger management, parenting classes, and Narcotics Anonymous and Alcoholics Anonymous. Wow. It's a house filled with hope. People who have given up come home to Homeboy Industries, where they find support, love, compassion, and resources to help begin a new life. Jennifer is one of the homegirls whose lives have been changed through hope and a second chance. She was incarcerated at the beginning of December. Separated from her two small children, she spent Christmas waiting for her sentencing, the possibility of up to 38 years in prison. After she agreed to a plea deal and arranging to live with her mother, she began working at Homeboy Industries. At first, everything was going great. She and her children were making a new life together. But then her mother kicked the entire family out of the house. And after such a promising start, Jennifer was faced with a dire choice. She felt like giving up and returning to her past, to the drugs and alcohol that she had always turned to. But Homeboy Industries came to help her, and they helped her find a transitional housing program for her and her children. Now she could pay her rent with the money she earned from her job, and she began to go to college, the impossible dream in her life. She was also able to spend Christmas last year with her children. Not only has the community support her new home at Homeboy given her a second chance at life, but she says the love that she finds at that place from her second family actually gives me a lot of hope, unquote. Too many people have given up hope for people like Jennifer. We may know a Jennifer in our community, in our family, on our job. We too may have thrown in the towel on any chance of a changed life or a new beginning. We're so quick to give up on people, to judge them rather than support them. But what if we didn't? What if we put our hope in the Lord all day long and prayed for them and did all that we could to love and support others who may not have had the success that we've had? It's a good thing that God didn't give up hope for humanity. Jesus never would have been born in Bethlehem if God had. You see, God loves us and believes that every one of God's children has potential to become a new creation. Father Gregory likes to quote a mystic and theologian who died in 1328. I've never heard of this man before, but maybe some of you had. Meister Eckhart. Meister Eckhart used to teach this truth. It is a lie, he taught, any talk of God that does not comfort you. Unquote. God longs to comfort us, to help us, to restore us, to redeem us, to renew our wearied souls, to help us live an abundant life of hope, love, joy, and peace. You might wonder what Homeboy Industries in Los Angeles, California, has to do with us here in the pews of Algiers United Methodist Church. Well, what if our church was a second home? A place of welcome, love, second chances, and hope for anyone who turns toward us as representatives of Jesus Christ. What can we do to empower people toward new beginnings and hope-filled spirits? We must first begin with our own souls. Do we hope in the Lord all day long? We can, if we choose to do so. We can receive the comfort of the Lord and healing for our own souls, and then offer the same to all who pass this way. Feel the worth of your own soul in the coming of Christ, and experience the thrill of hope for yourself and for this world, one person at a time. Prepare the way for the coming of the Lord. Amen.